You're listening to SBS News.
Greek healthcare workers have performed in front of Parliament, dancing up a storm in the hopes the government will take notice and change the sector's mandatory vaccination policy. It's estimated there are about 5,000 unvaccinated health staff in Greece, and workers who have not received at least one jab are being suspended without pay. Vasiliki Tzavazou is an unvaccinated nurse.
We have the right as free individuals in a democratic country to do what we want with our bodies, to choose whether we undergo a medical procedure or not.
The disruptions in Canada remain ongoing, with police having to clear protesters to regain access to a border crossing with the United States. Police say at least 24 people have been arrested, with officers warning unlawful activity will not be tolerated. Canadian truck drivers started the so-called Freedom Convoy to show their opposition to the vaccination or quarantine mandate. A small group also gathered outside the Super Bowl in the US, including Kara Morrison of Los Angeles, an opponent of compulsory mask wearing.
600,000 of our kids will have to show up at school tomorrow with masks on for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, for almost 2 years straight. It's wrong.
Protests are being held in the national capital, Ottawa, and other Canadian cities where pandemic restrictions have been tougher compared to the US. Ethel Jeffrey says Canadians should be able to live their lives freely.
This is for the future of our kids. And we're willing to be out here, you know, to fight for the world. The world is watching this. Free, to be free and live.
But some Ottawa residents are embarrassed by the protest activity, including Shannon Thomas.
It's horrible. It's just, I feel like I'm living in a different country, like I'm in the States. It just makes me really sad to see all these people waving Canadian flags, acting like patriots.
It was also the second day of demonstrations at The Hague, where the Dutch congregated to show their support for the Canadian campaigners. Hans Evenstein is worried about the future for the next generation.
We're living now in a police state, and that's not a good life anymore. We want to move freely, and that's why we're here, for us and for our children and our grandchildren.
Even nightclubs remained open in Amsterdam on Saturday night in defiance of COVID-19 rules under the movement called The Night is Rising. As restrictions ease in the Netherlands, bars and restaurants must shut at 10 p.m, while clubs will soon need to close at 1 o'clock in the morning. And closer to home, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is asking demonstrators there to head home, labelling them an extreme group. She's raised concern about protesters carrying Donald Trump flags and Canadian flags, firmly stating her government won't set a date to end vaccine mandates. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.